Good morning, guys. It's Ruthie Smith here. I'm reading this morning from Acts chapter 3, which says, "Now it's time to change your ways. Turn to face God so that he can wipe away your sins, pour out showers of blessing to refresh you, and send you the Messiah he prepared for you, namely Jesus." These are the words of Peter preaching salvation in the synagogue to the very people who had taken part in Jesus' crucifixion. And it's these words that sum up so beautifully the good news and hope of the gospel. 5,000 people responded to this message from heaven and turned to face God that day. People with innocent blood on their hands, broken people, weary people, hopeless people, self-righteous people, proud people, humble people, people carrying pain and humiliation, addiction and depression, both oppressed people and their oppressors were all in the crowd that day. Those people responded not to a set of rules for right living or to the latest self-help technique, but they responded to the relational call from God's heart to theirs. They turned to face him just as they were, and he did the rest. He wiped away their sin. He refreshed and restored them. He sent them the Messiah he'd prepared for them, namely Jesus. Most of us listening today can remember this major turning point in our lives when we turned to face God for the very first time and received the incredible gift of relationship with him through Jesus. Our lives will never be the same again. But the truth is that initial turning to God is just the start of a lifelong journey of turning to him and yielding to him and letting him in so that he can clean us and shape us and bless us and refresh us and give us Jesus as the Messiah he has prepared for us. He gives us Jesus to show us the way. Jesus has run this race ahead of us. I love Jan's devotion a few days ago where she spoke about fixing our eyes on Jesus as we run the race he has called us to. It's sometimes tempting to think that we can run this race by following a set of rules or by keeping our eyes set on the path ahead. The path is narrow and few find it, so surely we should make every effort to keep our focus on the pathway ahead and where we're running. But if we run our race this way, we'll end up burnt out and exhausted. God's way is always relational. Our hearts is all he asks for, and as we keep turning to face him, he will keep our feet on the path. He makes us more like him, he refreshes us, and he gives us Jesus so that we might refresh others and give them Jesus too. Matthew 11 in the Message says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." And so I hope that this has encouraged you in your journey today to keep turning to God, keep yielding to him, and keep your eyes on him, and he'll do the rest.